I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Waupaca, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Wishwaters, Climate. I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy air.
Well, I've been to many of those places in Wisconsin, but not all of them. I'm working on it. But our guest this hour has been everywhere in Wisconsin. She's our state's tourism secretary, Stephanie Klett. And she'll tell me and you, too, where to go for fall fun in Wisconsin. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, October 18th. All year long, I've been traveling to different regions of the state, at least one trip a month, to visit a festival or a restaurant or a museum or to participate in some sort of activity that you recommend. And I'm looking forward to more ideas for the rest of this year. We call this feature Tell Joy Where to Go, and we are fortunate to have with us the ultimate authority on special places in Wisconsin. And you can join in with your questions and your recommendations at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Stephanie Klett, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Good morning. Morning.
Joy, I am so ready to tell you where to go.
I know. I have to hear it from the best. You have been traveling a lot lately. Where have you been?
Okay. Well, you know, when you were talking about undiscovered places and restaurants, I just found one. You know, for 20 years, I did a monthly restaurant award. So I'm pretty good knowing restaurants in all 72 counties.
Mm-hmm.
There is a place in Glidden, Wisconsin, which, of course, is Ashland County. It's about 35 miles south of Ashland that I had never heard of that blew my mind. It's called the Green Lantern, and it's an old historic home. In fact, it was a speakeasy back in the 20s and 30s.
Cool.
And then it eventually became an American Legion. And in 2007, I believe it was, this woman who was from the area said, "We are missing a place to really gather that feels like home." So she gutted out what was once a speakeasy, an American Legion, and made it into the homiest restaurant I have ever been in, including when you walk in, there is a man named Wally playing piano, and it is a piano that's 100 years old, and he started learning piano at age 74.
Wow.
And what makes it great is he's not that great. So right away, you know, it just creates this unusual atmosphere, hardwood floors, amazing food. This woman does it all. She cooks and simmers for days. Everything is homemade. And I don't know that I've ever walked into a restaurant that feels like it's in the middle of nowhere, where table to table to table, people were talking to each other. It's a local hangout. It's a place visitors are sent to go. The food is very eclectic, very American cuisine with some kind of fun twists. On the basement floor, they have, you know, it's good for families, too, because they have a pool table and foosball. But they have a bar, all of this dolomite stone. And it's just really, really unusual. So if anyone listening has not been to the Green Lantern in Glidden, put it on your list of things to do.
It is on my list. I see you've also been to one of my favorite places in the world, Door County, recently.
You know, Door County is amazing. And a lot of people, we take it for granted. You know, we have such great state parks in Wisconsin, but Door County has 5 state parks, which is a record. No county in America has more state parks than Door County. And each one is very, very different. And from the incredible artists that they have, from village to things like, I was just at the Door County Coffee Company celebrating 20 years. They make and roast over 100 different coffees. Every place you go has a story. And of course, we're doing a lot of culinary things this year. So I had to go. It was very rough duty.
Yes.
To a Door County fish boil. And I've probably been, you know, to a fish boil 20 times. It never gets old. Every boil master has their own style, their own bad fish jokes. So we went to Fish Creek, and of course, the White Gull Inn.
Beautiful.
Is really famous, not just in our state, but around the country.
And yes, so, they have one of the best breakfasts in the world, according to some, the Door County Cherry Stuffed French Toast.
amazing. Mm. Have you had it?
I did. That was a couple years ago. I got to go back.
Oh, yeah. And the owners, Andy and Jan Colson, what I love about them is they live for their business, and their business is part of their family and the fabric of their life. And so I also had the opportunity while I was there. Door County is famous for, of course, you know, Door County cherry pie. And they sent me to meet Steve, their pie maker, who has made over 100,000 pies in his career. And he does 3,500 every summer. He's been there over 30 years. Just, you know, with the busy Door County boil season. But what's neat is they do the actual boil year-round. So in winter, if you're feeling the doldrums, head to Door County and do a fish boil in the winter. It's a whole different experience than spring, summer, and fall. And it's a little bit romantic, a little bit festive. And I can't recommend it enough. But there are so many great places to get that fish boil. Lake Olin is just one, but obviously I love it. It just has you know, great history to it. The grounds are so beautiful, and it's not in Ephraim, and Ephraim's a dry town. So I enjoy a beverage with my fish boil.
Yeah, well, that sounds wonderful, too. I have not been to Door County in the winter in a very long time, and that would be a wonderful destination. We have a caller who has a suggestion of something that I'm hoping to do this fall, and William in Frederick is with us. Hello, William.
Good morning, Joy, and good morning, Stephanie. William Johnson from the Polk County Tourism Council.
Oh, hi.
Yay! Great area for tourism.
Yeah, and we've got all our usual pumpkin things going on over here, Glenna Farms down in Amory, and we have something new over here that I don't think Stephanie's had a chance to get to yet, and that's the Dragonfly Winery in St. Croix Falls. Stephanie has been at Chateau St. Croix before, but we have a new one that just opened up, and so that's going on. Our orchards, Timberland Hills, Apple Hill Orchard near Frederick, you know, we've got all that sort of stuff, fall sort of events going on. We've had a lot of great events. We had Baker Orchard in Centuria had a cyclocross race a couple weeks ago, which is really catching on over here, a little different version of bike racing. Our volunteers have been out working on ski trails and snowmobile trails and all that sort of stuff, and I'll be up in Hayward Tuesday night for one of the first staff meetings for the Berkey that's coming up in February. And like we talked about once before, if there's frost on the ground, they're probably skiing up in Hayward, so, if it's a heavy frost. So.
Well, William, thank you so much. Wonderful, wonderful events, and all, that's one region of the state that I still have not really done a whole lot at, and I'm going to put down Hayward and St. Croix Falls and Frederick, because that is actually what I want to do before the end of the year, is get to that northwestern part of the state. And I wanted to talk to you more, Stephanie, about this is the time for pumpkin patches and corn mazes and all that sort of thing.
It is, but before we go there, I am going to have to lecture you, because you are going to love that area. And William was calling from Frederick. And when I think of Frederick, I think of this great little bakery they have in the downtown, located right next to Luck, Wisconsin, which is home of the World Snowshoe Championship. And what I love about Little Luck, Wisconsin, is when you drive into town, they have a massive sign that says, if you're not in Luck, you're out of luck.
Good.
And it's got Interstate State Park, which, of course, is the oldest state park in Wisconsin, over 105 years old. It is one of those spots that makes you say, wow. And, you know, when you talk about pumpkin patches and places like that, this weekend I have a place, if you haven't experienced it, it's not a pumpkin patch, but it has a Halloween theme tonight and tomorrow. And that's in Chilton, Little Chilton, which is about 3,500 population. It's on the east side of Lake Winnebago in Calumet County. But there is a place there called Ledgeview Nature Center. It is amazing. And first of all, this is real caving. You can walk it through ladders so you don't have to do real splunking, getting on your hands and knees, and getting completely filthy. You will get dirty. This is not just, hey, I'm going to walk through the cave. If you're a little claustrophobic, they'll have different options for you. But they have a Halloween event tonight and tomorrow. And it's a family-friendly caving event. So it's lit with different pumpkins along the hiking trail, and then you go down into this cavern, and it is
ooh,
it's really
spooky. Yeah,
yeah. It's But they make it friendly because otherwise you'd be really too scared. But they do guided tours year-round. You know, it's an opportunity to learn about Wisconsin's sedimentary geology and cave biology. It's really neat with these connecting passages because, like I said, I actually got to one point where I chickened out. And they make you do a test to see if you can fit through this little crawl space before you head out. And I could fit. And the cameraman I was with at the time could not. So he had to use the different ladders. But I really did chicken out. And all these third graders started cheering, "You can do it, come on." And so, you know, then it becomes a matter of honor. But, you know, year-round they do maple syruping. They do. They have several hiking trails. They have a quarry. They have a 60-foot observation tower. They have a rain garden. But this weekend they do their special Halloween event. So if you're looking for something family-friendly, very different, educational and fun, Letchview Nature Center is a great place to go.
We are talking with Stephanie Kletz, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and boy, does she have some great ideas of things to do, places to go in Wisconsin this weekend, this month, for the rest of this year. We will talk more with Stephanie in just a few minutes, and Stephanie gave us some trivia questions, and since we're talking about pumpkins, I'm going to issue trivia question number one, and maybe you can answer it. You don't get any big prizes, but you get boasting rights. Where is the Midwest's giant pumpkin capital? Where is the Midwest's giant pumpkin capital? Or if you have a recommendation of something else to do in Wisconsin, we welcome that too on this Pledge Drive edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Checking the weather forecast for today, cloudy and cool, a chance of rain with highs today in the low 40s and low 50s. We are in the last weekday of our fall membership drive. And your support is very important to Wisconsin Public Radio. We will get back to our guest, Stephanie Klett, the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, in just a couple of minutes. But first, Cynthia Schuster joins me to help make the case for you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Our goal is 35 pledges this hour in your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 gets us one step closer to meeting this goal, one step closer to funding the programs that you count on.
You know, we usually don't give our opinions on the air, certainly not political opinions, but when we talk about Wisconsin Public Radio, we make an exception. And I make an exception when I talk about the wonderful things to do in Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. I love traveling Wisconsin. And I think that Wisconsin Public Radio is a unique, amazing radio service, and you are an essential part of it. So give now, since Wisconsin Public Radio depends on listener support, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, because you want great radio and because you know it starts with you.
And when you give to WPR, you're supporting the programs. As an added incentive this hour, we have something special. It's the Wisconsin Chat Pack, fun questions to spark Wisconsin conversations. And it's yours when you give $120 or more. That's $10 a month. You can ask for it when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yes, this is a lot of fun. In fact, I pulled a card out of the Wisconsin Chat Pack. This is something that can spark conversations about Wisconsin when you're on a road trip, when you're on a trip or a vacation, or just around the dinner table or with friends. This one that I just randomly pulled out says, a 16-foot loon, a giant concrete penny, and a life-sized giraffe sculpture are just a few of the many odd roadside attractions in our state. Of all the Wisconsin roadside oddities that you've seen, which is your personal favorite? I have a couple. I have a couple. Cynthia gave me kind of a look.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, you know what? One of them is that giant loon that's in Mercer, Wisconsin. Mercer is the loon capital of Wisconsin. And so I did travel there this summer. It was the first time that I was in Mercer that I remember anyway. Certainly the first time I stood in front of a giant loon and had my picture taken.
There's a hunk of Swiss cheese near the Green Bay area.
Yeah, so. That's that kind of stuff. But these are the types of cards. There's like more than 150 cards in this pack. It's a lovely little gift for you or a friend. It's our gift to you for your pledge of $120 a year or $10 a month to Wisconsin Public Radio. 888-202-2552 is the number to pledge. 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org.
People often talk about the high quality of life in Wisconsin, and maybe this chat pack will also get you thinking about that. We have great state parks, a respected university system, and wonderful libraries. Wisconsin Public Radio is part of that high quality of life.
And we hope you will help support it with your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have two pledges so far toward our 35 pledge goal, but still plenty of time for us to make that goal on this, the very last day of the last weekday of the fall pledge drive. This is your last opportunity, certainly, to pledge during this Tell Joy Where to Go hour. This is the hour each week where we celebrate Wisconsin life, Wisconsin culture, and the many fine things to do and see in the state of Wisconsin. So if you enjoy this Friday morning program, this is the time to pledge. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Thanks very much, Cynthia. We will talk to you in our next half hour. Let's get back to our conversation with Stephanie Klett, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. And Stephanie, I wanted to ask you if you have a favorite roadside attraction or oddity, giant sculpture in Wisconsin.
You know, you were saying that question, and each thing you named, I went, check, check. You know, it depends on your mood, but I do love the story of Claire de Lune and Mercer. Just because what a lot of people don't know is that Claire used to be able to talk and squawk. You pressed a button, but locals got so insane over people pushing that button all day long, they disarmed her vocal cords.
Sort of like those talking children's toys that are at stores and you hear them going off all the time. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, well, enjoy when you were just talking too. I wrote down, I take Wisconsin Public Radio sometimes for granted, and I've been a listener for years. So I'm making a $120 pledge as soon as we get off the phone because I want that Wisconsin chat pack.
Yeah, you would have a lot to say about these questions, and I know you'd know a lot of the information already on them. But I think it's a really nice little gift, and it is your gift for your pledge for $10 a month or $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, I asked just before we went to that pitch break. About the giant or the Midwest giant pumpkin capital. Where is that, Stephanie?
So I can give the answer away?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. It is Nakusa. And if you don't know where Nakusa is, it is south of Wisconsin Rapids in Wood County. It is known as the Midwest giant pumpkin capital. And this is where a few years back I had the opportunity to ride in an 800-pound pumpkin that had been carved open down the Wisconsin River in a pumpkin race. And I have to tell you, it was one of the most unusual experiences I've ever done, and it was miserable because, you can't sit down, so you're kind of squatting down on your tiptoes.
Yeah.
And that race could not get over soon enough, but the great thing was, at the end of the race, these firefighters come out and rescue you from your pumpkin.
Oh, that's worth it then.
But at the end of the day, especially if you have a family and young kids, they drop a 2,000-pound pumpkin six stories from a huge crane. And it's almost one of those things, you do a countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, And then they let loose this pumpkin, and it comes down so heavy that it actually shakes the earth.
Oh, does that sound fantastic? You know, before we reach our news break, which is coming up in just a little over a minute or so, the fall colors, I wanted to get a quick report from you. I think they're past peak in northern parts of the state, but still pretty good in the southern part of the state. Do you have any favorite places for looking at the leaves?
I do. In fact, you are right. A lot of northern Wisconsin is past peak. But interestingly enough, with Shawamigan Bay and Ashland County, they're just hitting peak right now.
Oh.
So if you're headed north, you'll go past a lot of places past peak to a place that's just peaking right now. I do love southern Wisconsin for fall colors. I love the driftless area along the Mississippi River in counties like Trumbull County and La Crosse County. I am extremely biased to Lake Geneva. Lake Geneva was just named nationally as one of the top five places to go for fall color viewing.
Beautiful.
And it's because these homes in the forest and the way the lake is set protects it. So their fall colors last longer, are more vibrant. And so this weekend would be a great time to hit Lake Geneva for fall colors. And also it's got, you know, really the world famous Shore Path.
We'll pick up on fall colors after we check the latest news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are celebrating Wisconsin life as we typically do every Friday at this time. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will get back to our conversation with the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, Stephanie Klett, in just a few minutes. But first, Cynthia Schuster joins me because this just in with our fall membership drive.
Yeah, we have a challenge grant courtesy of Elaine Carmichael and Lane Koenig of Sturgeon Bay. And they want to encourage you to donate to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's a dollar-for-dollar match up to $1,600. So this is their way of encouraging you. You want to take advantage of this opportunity at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You don't want to miss out on the dollar-for-dollar matches. I love these kinds of grants because it doubles your pledge, essentially, up to $1,600. So the next several people who pledge right now will have their contribution matched, whether it's $50 or whether it's $100. We have this match going on, so do make that pledge. Double the impact of your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you might wonder what else your pledge pays for. Well, we have toll-free numbers that, of course, you're always welcome to call in and participate on the Joy Cardine Show with. We rely on newspapers, magazine subscriptions, internet services, so that we can research the topics that we bring you every day. All of these things and more have costs, and so we really appreciate your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And during this hour, you can also get the Wisconsin Chat Pack, fun questions to spark Wisconsin conversations. When you make a contribution of $10 a month or $120 a year, your donation supports the programs you count on, and you get this nice thank you gift. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And what does public radio mean? Well, it doesn't mean government-funded radio. It doesn't mean free radio. Public radio means listener-supported radio.
Listener support is the single largest source of Wisconsin Public Radio's operating budget. More than business contributions, more than federal tax dollars, more than state tax dollars. Your gift of any amount really matters at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, we have this dollar-for-dollar match going on right now for the next several minutes, I would assume, up to $1,600. You will have your pledge doubled. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio wakes me up every morning. Mostly I just enjoy the morning programming and the afternoon programming. I became a sustaining member because I felt so guilty with all the pledge drives. Because they're so logical and they're so persistent. It's crucial that we have people support it so we don't lose it. I'm Sarah from Wausau. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you, Sarah. And a thank you to another caller who made a pledge just recently and says, I wake up to Joy Cardina in the morning and I listen all day long. It's the best thing out there. We really appreciate your listening, and we really depend on your support. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support during this last weekday of the fall membership drive. Thank you in advance for your gift, and I hope it can be doubled within the next few minutes.
And as she mentioned, she's a sustaining member, and you can become one as well. Once you set up a comfortable monthly giving amount from your bank account or credit card, your support goes right to work toward the programming that you appreciate.
So make your pledge now. Become a sustainer right now. You can do that with a gift of $5 or $10 or $15 a month. If you do the $10 a month level at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you can also ask for your thank you gift for this hour, the Wisconsin Chat Pack. More than 150 cards with questions and Wisconsin trivia and information on them that will spark Wisconsin conversations, which is what we try to do every week at this time, and for that matter, throughout the week on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Once again, looking for 26 pledges this hour, but also looking to take advantage of that matching grant from Elaine Carmichael and Lane Koenig in Sturgeon Bay, up to $1,600 at 1-888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Thanks very much, Cynthia. We'll find out if we did this at the end of the hour. I'm Joy Cardine, welcoming back Stephanie Klett, the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, talking with us about her recent travels around the state and some fun things to do in Wisconsin in the fall. We've talked about pumpkin patches. We've talked some about fall colors. And Stephanie, I want to also talk about corn mazes. There are a lot of giant corn mazes around Wisconsin, aren't there?
There are. And I have to tell you, while you and Cynthia were talking, I went online, WPR.org, and I made my donation.
Thank you.
Yes, and thanks to the folks in Door County for that matching grant. And I did the one time, and it was so easy. It took about 1 minute, and that was it.
Excellent, and you'll be getting your Wisconsin Chat Pack very soon.
I'm greedy. I'm greedy. I want the free gift. It's do you want the gift? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so corn mazes are huge in Wisconsin, and this is a fact I learned years ago that I did not know. I always thought, hey, you know, I'd love doing a corn maze in the fall. Isn't this nice? I did not realize that many people use, literally world-famous corn maze designers, architects, to create these corn mazes. And they're highly competitive. They vie for awards around the country, around the world. So because earlier I told you about the Ledgeview Nature Center and their big Halloween event this weekend, I want to send you to a place not too far from there, especially if you are a lover of the Green Bay Packers.
And who isn't?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So just about half a mile north of a town called Brothertown, which I love because I have 9 brothers, so of course I had my picture taken by the sign, and that's not too far from Chilton. They have, it's called the Meyer Farm Corn Maze, and that's Meyer, M-E-U-E-R. This year, their corn maze is in the shape of the face of Donald Driver.
Yay!
Yes! So you will be walking through Donald Driver's face.
And you could get trapped and lost in his ear, I noticed.
So I have to recommend that one. And this farm and corn maze is so cool because, you know, they have hay rides, they do the corn maze. They sell everything pumpkin-related, and it's all grown right there. And they don't just have the orange pumpkins. They have white pumpkins, blue pumpkins, corn stalks. They do straw bales. They have the new pumpkin tram that will take you from where your pumpkin is, because they have some very big pumpkins. If you want the traditional and the medium size, small, whatever, they've got it. But they have very large pumpkins. They do the gourds. They do pies. They do mini pies. They have a country store. So Meyer Corn Maze for Donald Driver is the place to go.
I am putting that on the list. I've got to make it up there. It's not too far from my hometown of Appleton, and I think I can combine those trips. Let's take a listen. Speaking of famous Green Bay Packer legends, I saw this on the news recently.
I don't think I'm in Kansas anymore.
You are in Wisconsin, and it's fall.
That was Jordy, yeah. And this is a Wisconsin tourism ad where he's celebrating fall colors in Wisconsin. So he's a big fan of the Wisconsin tourism.
You know what? I have to say, Jordy Nelson is one of the nicest people I've ever met. And you know, a lot of these football stars could get a big head or be a different kind of person. He married his high school sweetheart. So if you see this commercial, and it's a parody, you know, of The Wizard of Oz, which we wanted to time it this way because, they kicked off their 75th anniversary of the movie. And so it's really his wife, who was his high school sweetheart, playing catch with him at the beginning of the commercial. And, Joy, this was a Department of Tourism record. It's on just a couple YouTube sites, and between the two sites, yesterday, we hit over 250,000 views.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And so he has just been wonderful. The day we filmed that spot, which was just outside of Green Bay, it was in Seymour, the hamburger, you know, the birthplace of the hamburger, mm-hmm. at a farm. But it was a miserable, rainy, freezing cold day. And we had him booked for 8 hours. He was rained on all day. He stayed for 11 hours. And we actually had to have him suck on ice cubes because it's a TV trick, so your breath doesn't show because it was that cold. And so he was an absolute champ. And the commercials just had a really great response, not just from around Wisconsin, but from around the country.
That I love the trick you just mentioned. I hadn't heard of that. So you learn something new on Wisconsin Public Radio every day. If you suck on ice, your breath will not show when you're in the cold.
Yes. No, you'll be miserable, but it works.
Well, we have a number of other trivia questions that we can present. Why don't we ask, because this is one I don't know at all. Where is the state's largest frog jumping competition? Maybe our listeners know. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Stephanie Klett. She is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She is here to tell me where to go on this Pledge Drive edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. She's also here to answer any questions you have or to give you some recommendations. If you have recommendations of things you enjoy doing in the fall in Wisconsin, let us know. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or try to answer that trivia question about Wisconsin. Before we end, Stephanie, I did want to ask you, I am going to Wausau next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend. I'm happy to be participating in a reunion of WSAW TV folks who worked there many, many years ago, and I did work there many, many years ago, a tribute to our news director, Mark Zelich, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. He is a legend, too, and mm-hmm. seeing some old friends. But while I'm in Wausau or in that north central Wisconsin region, do you have some ideas of something different to do?
Oh, Wausau is so cool. You know, they have a diner that's over 100 years old right downtown. They have, their downtown has been completely redone. So they have the Grand Opera House, which is just beautiful. And, in fact, I think Blue Man Group is coming to Wausau soon because of it. If you want to go for a gorgeous hike, 9-mile recreational trail is right before you get to the downtown. you have this beautiful forested land. And what's neat is in the wintertime, they're one of the few places in Wisconsin that do nighttime all lit up cross-country skiing. So the hiking there year-round is absolutely gorgeous. Yesterday I was coming back from Ashland, and just when you hit the Wausau area, the colors are fantastic because of Rib Mountain. So I'd recommend Rib Mountain State Park. You know, that place never gets old for me. And really, downtown, they have some of the most eclectic shops. Very unique stuff, not the same old, same old. And so Wausau is really a town just to browse. Wonderful B&Bs. If you are a pet owner, they have a lot of pet-friendly accommodations. Incredible festivals. So I think it's one of the top places for winter, obviously with Granite Peak Ski Mountain, and also Sylvan Hill, which is a snow tubing hill that is spectacular, and any age can do it. But if you're going next weekend, it's really going to be a time to hike the state park or 9 Mile Recreational Trail, I think.
That sounds great. I know you recently were in Stevens Point in Plover. What's happening there?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So the farm-to-table movement in Wisconsin is so big. Our state really is a leader nationally. And not just farm-to-table anymore, but farm-to-cocktail. So we're even taking our drinks seriously with what we put in them. But in Plover, we did a few things. One, we visited an organic farm that provides food for a really hip bistro called Christian's Bistro, and that's in Plover. When we pulled up, I said, come on now, we're pulling up to a strip mall. You know, how great can this restaurant be? It is fantastic. From the presentation to all the ingredients that they use, I shouldn't say all, but most, and, you know, the vegetables and the fruits, all grown locally, and same with their meats. So it is such a great place. But also in Plover is the Sky Club restaurant, and that is literally the birthplace of the American Salad Bar. And it was there that at my age now, which is getting close to the half-century mark, I had my very first Brandy Old Fashioned Sweet.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's a traditional drink in Wisconsin. And I love that this is where the salad bar was born. I didn't know that. And I've been there before ages and ages ago when I lived in Stevens Point. Wow.
Oh, you lived in Stevens Point.
Yes, I did. Yeah, but that was in college days. I'm a pointer.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? What the University of Stevens Point has done with the Schmeekly Reserve, I think should be a standard for every community, with the hiking trails, the natural beauty, and yet it's right in the city. It is amazing.
Yep, and I think we have an answer to our trivia question. We asked where is the state's largest frog jumping competition, and Brian in Oconomowoc has a guess. Hello, Brian.
Yes, hello. I believe it is Dousman, Wisconsin.
And I don't know. Is that right, Stephanie?
Well, you know what? I think we actually can say we have a tie.
Okay.
Because for years it was Melvina. And in just last year, I believe the Dousman may have passed it up. So I think we can call him a winner.
All right. Well, you're a winner, Brian, and you win bragging rights. So congratulations.
Okay.
Thanks very much. And because we're almost out of time, let me get Marna in Lake Geneva on the air. She's got a recommendation. Hi, Marna.
Hi. Thank you. There is a special tour of the Black Point Mansion tonight, and it's called Death and Dying in the Victorian Era. One of the docents is a mortician, and he is going to be talking about the traditions of funerals. And it's a special tour that leaves from the Lake Geneva Riviera docks at 4:30, and it gets back there just as it's getting dark.
Oh, this is on purpose. This is on purpose to be kind of spooky, right, Marna?
I think so, yeah. I think informative and a little spooky.
Yes.
But they sort of have things in the house shrouded, like the mirrors, like one would have done in the Victorian era, and special clothing.
That sounds eerie, but very fascinating. Marna, thank you very much. That is one of my Tell Joy Where to Go assignments that I completed in July. That was fascinating. And that's a new addition to the Wisconsin Historical Society, isn't it, Stephanie?
It is. It's their newest. And if you've never been to Black Point, you get there by boat from the Riviera docks. But I'm so glad Marna told me about that because, one, it's just gorgeous. If you have not seen this property, it's of course, you know, a lot of those mansions around Lake Geneva are beer barons. And so it was a beer baron, and this was his home for entertaining, and it is magnificent. You know, it's the kind of home you say, I have got to live here. But that event sounds incredible.
Yeah, and I wish we had more time, and I really want to thank you, Secretary Klett, for joining us during this hour and for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for being with us.
Joy, thanks for all you and your entire team at WPR do.
Stephanie Klett, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. It's going to be cloudy and cool today, a chance of rain, highs in the 40s and low 50s. I'm Joy Cardine with Cynthia Schuster here for the next couple of minutes to encourage you to help us reach our goal on this last weekday of our fall membership drive. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Cynthia, it looks like the matching grant has been a big success.
We're getting there. We only need $40, really. So I think we can call it a success. And we have five more minutes, too, to get the remaining 12 pledges to reach our hourly goal of 35 pledges. You'll want to do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can choose the Wisconsin Chat Pack, fun questions to spark Wisconsin conversations, as your thank you gift for your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. And Secretary Stephanie Klett chose that as her thank you gift when she pledged during this hour. Your pledge helps support the programs, and you'll enjoy this pack of Wisconsin Chat cards. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We hear great stories from WPR listeners every day. They're usually about how WPR touches their lives. And, you know, Joy has been sharing a lot of these donor comments on the air throughout this pledge drive. We've heard from Camilla in Madison, who says that WPR not only answers questions that she's had before, but it introduces brand new questions to think about, too. This is what you get on Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge your support at 888-202-2552.
We just have a, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we just have a little more than a minute to try to make our goal. And we have 11 pledges to make in the next minute and a half or so. You can continue to pledge during the news. But boy, it would really be important to reach this goal on this last weekday of the fall membership drive. You know you've been planning on doing it. Well, you're listening now. You haven't done it yet. So, yes, I'm talking to you. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Choose to pledge any amount. Every single pledge is important and needed. If you'd like the Wisconsin Chat Pack, please pledge $10 a month or $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio.
888-202-2552 is the phone number. WPR.org is the website. Just less than a minute to go. We could really use your support during this fall pledge drive. 888-202-2552, WPR.org.
Thank you for spending time with Wisconsin Public Radio every day. Whether you found us by scanning the dial or a friend recommended the news or the talk shows, we appreciate your listening. Now we need you to help contribute, to help pay for these programs at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks to Cynthia Schuster, and thanks for your support.